Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Masechus Nazir Daf Lamed Hey, the sixth parak Shlosha Minim. So the Thetops are going to focus on number one. On the previous Daf, the Gemara explained that Belazar, who prohibits a Nazir from leaves and shoots, darshans inclusion and exclusion phrases in the Torah as Ribui Umuyute. Here the Gemara asks where Rabbi Belazar darshans Prat Ukla Uprat as an exception to his normal system. The Rosh explains that the Gemara is asking if he agrees to darshan this way. Rabbi Yavao said he darshans it in the Psukim Bera Shomer Sacher, a paid watchman. The Pasuk states, V'kiyiten isho re'ehu, chamor or shor oseh. When one gives to his fellow a donkey or ox or sheep, this is a prat, v'kol behema or any animal. This is a klal, lishmor, to watch, is again a prat. This includes anything which is similar to the prat, much like klal, prat, uklal, which are movable and intrinsically valuable, and excludes loan documents, property, and slaves. Rava says he darshans it from Sukkim describing an ola brought from sheep or goats. The pasuk states, v'im min, and if from, this is a prat, hatzon, the flock, this is a klal, kvasim v'izim, sheep or goats, it again wrote a prat, and includes anything similar to the prat. Rav Yehuda ben Descartes points out that a similar drasha can be made in the earlier psukim of ola and explains that it would exclude a wild animal from being used as an ola. Pointing to the Gemara, since both klal uprat uklal and prat uklal uprat yield a rule to include keina prat, similar to the prat, ma'eku beinu ubeini, what's the difference between the two? It answers eka de'il tartin klal uprata, there's a difference, that whereas two klalim and one prat, meaning klal uprat uklal, Ika prata de damle afil bechad sad marbinan. If there's something similar in even one way, we include it. Tre prate uklale, but with two pratim and one klal, meaning prat uklal uprat, Ika prata de dami mishneit stati marbinan. If there's something similar in two ways, we include it. Bechad sad u marbinan, but with a similarity of merely one way, we do not include it. The Rosh explains that it stands to reason that a sequence comprised of two klalim should be more inclusive. The Gemara then asks for the difference between darshaning as miut v'ribo or as prat uklal, both of which include nearly everything. It answers with an example from our subject. A prat uklal includes both leaves and shoots and excludes only branches, whereas miut v'ribo includes only shoots but not hard leaves. And pointing with him, Rabbi Avo said in the name of Yochanan, Kol Yisurin Shibatoi ain't heter mitzdarf le'isser. For all prohibitions in the Torah, permitted matter does not combine with forbidden matter to compose the amount required for punishment, chutz mi'isuri nazir, except for the prohibition of a nazir, shari amr Torah mishras, because the Torah said steeped. The Rosh explains that the Pasuk teaches that one is liable for eating bread which has been soaked in wine. If there's a kazais of wine present, this would be obvious and not require a drasha. Rather, the Torah is teaching that even with less than a kazais of wine present, the bread will combine with it to make it a full shear of a kazais and incur malchus. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, the Gemara explained that Rabbi Elazar, who prohibits a nazir from leaves and shoots, darshans inclusion-exclusion phrases in the Torah as ribui umiyute. Here the Gemara asks where Rabbi Elazar darshans prat ukla uprat as an exception to his normal system. The Rosh explains that the Gemara is asking if he agrees to darshan this way. Rabbi Yavao said he darshans it in the Psukim Bera Shomer Sacher, a paid watchman. The Pasuk states, V'kiyiten isho re'ehu, chamor or shor oseh. When one gives to his fellow a donkey or ox or sheep, this is a prat, v'kol behema or any animal. This is a klal, lishmor, to watch, is again a prat. This includes anything which is similar to the prat, much like klal, prat, uklal, which are movable and intrinsically valuable, and excludes loan documents, property, and slaves. Rava says he darshans it from Sukkim describing an ola brought from sheep or goats. The Pasuk states, v'im min, and if from, this is a prat, hatzon, the flock, this is a klal, kvasim v'izim, sheep or goats, it again wrote a prat, and includes anything similar to the prat. Rav Yehuda ben Descartes points out that a similar drasha can be made in the earlier psukim of ola and explains that it would exclude a wild animal from being used as an ola. Pointing to the Gemara, since both klal uprat uklal and prat uklal uprat yield a rule to include keina prat, similar to the prat, ma'eku beinu ubeini, what's the difference between the two? It answers eka de'il tartin klal uprata, there's a difference, that whereas two klalim and one prat, meaning klal uprat uklal, ika prata de damle afil bechad sad marbinan. If there's something similar in even one way, we include it. Tre prate uklale, but with two pratim and one klal, meaning prat uklal uprat, ika prata de dami mishneit stati marbinan. If there's something similar in two ways, we include it. Bechad sad u marbinan, but with a similarity of merely one way, we do not include it. The Rosh explains that it stands to reason that a sequence comprised of two klalim should be more inclusive. The Gemara then asks for the difference between darshaning as miut v'ribo or as prat uklal, both of which include nearly everything. It answers with an example from our subject. A prat ukol includes both leaves and shoots and excludes only branches, whereas mit v'riba includes only shoots but not hard leaves. And pointing with him, Rabbi Avo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurin Shebatorah ain't heter mitzarf l'iser. For all prohibitions in the Torah, permitted matter does not combine with forbidden matter to compose the amount required for punishment, chutz mi isuri nazir, except for the prohibition of a nazir, shari amrit Torah mishras, because the Torah said steeped. The Rashi explains that the pasuk teaches that one is liable for eating bread which has been soaked in wine. If there's a kazais of wine present, this would be obvious and not require a drasha. Rather, the Torah is teaching that even with less than a kazais of wine present, the bread will combine with it to make it a full shear of a kazais and incur malchus. All right, so now we got our siman daf lamed hey, and our standard siman is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The hairy children's choir who sang the Prat Kla Uprat song while Shomer Sachar watching a donkey listened in and then practiced the Kla Prat Ukla song, which sounded almost the same, were caught off guard when the Shomer Sachar tackled the Nazir to the ground to prevent him from eating bread soaked in wine. Once again, it's a motion. The hairy children's choir, that must be more enough. Lamed hey, la la la. The hairy children's choir who sang the Prat Kla Uprat song while Shomer Sachar watching a donkey listened in, which reminds us, Rabbi Avo said that Rolazar darshans Prat Kla Uprat from the pasuk of Shomer Sachar, whereas Rava says he darshans it from Sukkim describing an ola brought from sheep or goats. So the hairy children's choir who sang the Prat Kla Uprat song while Shomer Sachar watching a donkey listened in and then practiced the Kla Prat Ukla song, which sounded almost the same, which reminds the Gemara, since both Kla Uprat Ukla and Prat Ukla Uprat yield a rule to include Ke'ina Prat, similar to the Prat, what is the difference between the two? It answers that there is a difference, that whereas where two Klaim and one Prat in the case of Kla Uprat Ukla, if there's something similar in even one way, we include it. But with two Pratim and one Kla, in the case of Prat Ukla Uprat, if there is something similar in two ways, we include it, but with a similarity of merely one way, we do not include it. So the hairy children's choir who sang the Prat Kla Uprat song while Shomer Sachar watching a donkey listened in and then practiced the Kla Prat Ukla song, which sounded almost the same, were caught off guard when the Shomer Sachar tackled a nazir to the ground to prevent him from eating bread soaked in wine, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehoshua said in the name of Yochanan, Kol Yisurin Shebatorah ain't heter mitzarf l'iser. For all prohibitions in the Torah, permitted matter does not combine with forbidden matter to compose the amount required for punishment, chutz mi'isuri nazir, except for the prohibitions of a nazir. Shrei amra Torah mishras, because the Torah said steeped. The Torah is teaching that even with less than a kazais of wine soaked in bread, the bread will combine with it to make up a full share of a kazais and incur malchus. So once again, the hairy children's choir who sang the Prat Kla Uprat song while Shomer Sachar watching a donkey listened in and then practiced the Kla Prat Ukla song, which sounded almost the same, were caught off guard when the Shomer Sachar tackled a nazir to the ground to prevent him from eating bread soaked in wine. All right, so now it's time for four Balat Ba'al Chazara. Daf Lamedov, so the Siman Daf Lamedov relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The hairy judge, that must mean we're in Daf Lamedov, the law, judge. The hairy judge at the annual ox competition, who declared the black ox which comes out first as the Hekdesh winner, was embarrassed when a white ox came out first, which reminds us, we have a Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether Hekdesh toes Hekdesh, with the first example being one who said the black ox which will leave my house first is Hekdesh, and instead a white ox left first. Beis Shammai say it is Hekdesh, and Beis Hillel say it is not. Beis Shammai learns Tchilas Hekdesh Mesof Hekdesh, that we derive original Hekdesh from secondary Hekdesh, meaning Temura, Ma Temura, Afil Batalus, just as Temura is effective even in error of Hekdesh Afil Batalus, so too original Hekdesh is effective even in error. Beis Hillel contend that an original creation of Hekdesh cannot be derived from a transfer from an existing Hekdesh. So the hairy judge at the annual ox competition, who declared the black ox which comes out first as the Hekdesh winner, was embarrassed when a white ox came out first. So he sheepishly explained that he meant the black ox that leaves first among the black oxen, which reminds us, Rapapa interprets our Mishnah differently. This is the purpose first was said, meaning when it leaves first among the black oxen. Beis Hillel do not agree that this was his intent. According to Rapapa, Hekdesh Batalus does not refer here to erroneous Hekdesh, but to an unclear declaration that is reinterpreted. But Papa also understands that Beis Shammai say it is the first black ox to leave, which is hektish, as opposed to the first understanding that it was the white ox, which actually left first, which is hektish. So the hairy judge of the annual ox competition, who declared the black ox which comes out first as the hektish winner, was embarrassed when a white ox came out first. So he sheepishly explained that he meant the black ox that leaves first among the black oxen. And he was written up in the local paper as the stingiest judge ever when he said that, in hindsight, he would have been Makdish the cheaper white ox had he known that it came out first. Which reminds us, Abai explains that our Mishnah refers to one who said after oxen left his house, the black ox which left first is hektish, mistakenly thinking it was his black ox. Upon hearing it was the white one, he said that had he known as much, he would have declared the white one hektish. The Mishnah is thus a true case of erroneous hektish. The Gemara proves from the second case that a presumed gold dinar turned out to be silver, that ki makdish ba'ayin ra makdish. When one is makdish, he is makdish stingily. Therefore, it is reasonable that if he would be makdish a gold dinar, he should be satisfied being makdish a silver one. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Simur Daf Lamed Beis is a mad scientist in a lab. So here goes. The hairy mad scientist sitting in his Kavana lab. Mad scientist in a lab? That must be more on Daf Lamed Beis. The hairy mad scientist sitting in his Kavana lab, who got nervous when the computer determined the ninth animal that was intentionally named Meister Behema as not effective, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Alf Lamed Beis, Beis Shammai sought to prove that erroneous hektish is effective from the fact that one who mistakenly declares a ninth or 11th animal as 10th for Meister Behema, it becomes kadosh. Rav Nachman says, Ta'usavu Kavanaso, his error makes the ninth kadosh, but not his intent, meaning if he intentionally declares the ninth as 10th, it does not become kadosh. Rav Chis and Rabba Barav Hunasei, Ta'usavu Koshekin Kavanaso, his error affects kadusha, and certainly his intent to do so does. So the hairy mad scientist sitting in his Kavana lab, who got nervous when the computer determined the ninth animal that was intentionally named Meister Behema as not effective, and printed a Nolad error message about folks who were Makabel Naziris not knowing the base of Migdash was already destroyed. Which reminds us, the Mishnah relates that Nachman erred in regard to Nolad, an unexpected development which cannot void a vow. When Nazirin came from outside Eretz Yisrael to bring their Kabanas and found the base of Migdash destroyed, he asked them, Yulai Yisim Yodim Shah base of Migdash Harev, Hayisim Nozim, if you would have known the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, would you have declared Naziris and permitted them based on this heter? But when the matter came to the Chachamim, they said that only those who vowed after the Churban are permitted, but those who vowed before are not, because the Churban is an event of Nolad. So the hairy mad scientist sitting in his Kavana lab, who got nervous when the computer determined the ninth animal that was intentionally named Meister Behema as not effective, and printed a Nolad error message about folks who were Makabel Naziris not knowing the base of Migdash was already destroyed, called it a day when the machine blew a fuse while analyzing six people who made conflicting Naziris declarations regarding someone's identity. Which reminds us, the Mishnah brings the case of six people who made conflicting Naziris declarations regarding someone's identity, and a three-way machlokes regarding who, if any, are Nazirim. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Simur Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The hairy peg-leg pirate, that must be more on Daf Lamed Gimel. The hairy peg-leg pirate holding six people hostage who had made different conditional declarations of Naziris figured out that only the guy who reversed his term within Tokede Dibur was the Nazir, which reminds us, Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah on Daf Ram Beis Amad Beis, Eino Nazir El Mishun Niskanu Dvarav, no one of the six is a Nazir except he whose words are not fulfilled. And the Gemara asked, why would the one whose words are not fulfilled be a Nazir? Rav Yehuda answered, the man the Mishnah is to say one whose words are fulfilled is a Nazir. Abai answered the cases where he said immediately after, instead, if it's not Ploni, I will be a Nazir, meaning he retracted his original declaration and reversed his term within Tokedei Dibur. And what is the meaning of his words are not fulfilled? It means his first words are not fulfilled, but his later words are. So, the hairy peg-leg pirate holding six people hostage who had made different conditional declarations of Naziris figured out that only the guy who reversed his term within Tokedei Dibur was the Nazir. After he carefully read all the fine print that filled the backside of the instructions for how to determine who is the real Nazir, which reminds us, the entire Amud Beis is comprised of Tosfos from previous Dapim. Daf Lamed Daled, so the Simur Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. When the man whose identity was being debated ran down the construction site ladder, that must be on Daf Lamed Daled. When the man whose identity was being debated ran down the construction site ladder, remaining unidentified, which reminds us, the end of the previous mission on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis taught, Hirtia La'acharav Einu Nazir, if the approaching person whose identity the six people were debating suddenly turned back and remained unidentified, he is not a Nazir, meaning none of the six are Nazirim. The Gemara asks who the Tana is and says it's Rabbi Yehuda who holds, as it was taught in Daf Ches, that a vower does not intend to accept any declaration where the suffix imposes more stringencies than its certainty. So when the man whose identity was being debated ran down the construction site ladder, remaining unidentified, the six workers tried following him down while leaving their favorite lunch, a bread soaked in wine, which reminds us that the machlokes regarding the shear that a nazir is high for regarding drinking wine. In the Mishnah Rishonah was taught, ad sheyishteh revi'is yain, until he drinks a revi'is of wine, not a kazayis. Rabbi Kiva says, afilu shar pito b'yain, even if he soaked his bread in wine, v'yeshba kadei otzarv kazayis chayiv, and there's enough to combine to a kazayis, he is chayiv. Thus, in addition to saying that the shear for drinking is also a kazayas, he teaches heter mitzarif l'iser, that permitted foodstuffs can combine with the prohibited matter to compose a shear for malkas. So, when the man whose identity was being debated ran down the construction site ladder, remaining unidentified, the six workers tried following him down while leaving their favorite lunch, a bread soaked in wine, only to find that he left a cryptic note which read, I darshan klal leoprate, so another eats shoots and leaves, which reminds us, our mission implies that only grapes and other grape products are forbidden to another, but the grapevine itself is permitted. The Mishnah is therefore in disagreement with Rabbi Elazar, who says, afilu alim v'loving b'mashma, even leaves and shoots of the grapevine are implied in the prohibition. The Gemara clarifies that they argue how to darshan exclusive phrases written near inclusive phrases. The Chamin darshan klal yuprate, and Rabbi Elazar darshan's ribuli umiyute. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn from Mishras that heter mitzarif l'iser by a nazir? That's on daf. Lamed hey. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn from Mishras in a case where six people make conflicting nazirist declarations regarding someone's identity? That's on daf. Lamed Beis. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that one shot in Beis Hillel's opinion that the one whose words was not fulfilled as the nazir is that it's referring to one who reversed his term, toch kadei dibor? That's on daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that Rabbi Yavo says that Rabbi Elazar darshan's prat kol uprat from the pasuk of Shomer Sacher? That's on daf. Lamed Hey. Good. Number 5. Which of the one the Rekiva holds that the bread can be mitzarif to the wine to complete the shir kazayis for a nazir to be over with? That's on daf. Lamed Daled. Good. Number 6. Which daf does the Gemara explain how according to Reish Lakish, the son declared as a nazir could shave his hair and kermadons can be brought? That's on daf. Chaf Tes. Good. Number 7. Which daf gives the question if a son can use his father's funds if he is another olam and the father was another stam? That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that the Chamin darshan kol yoprate and hold that another can eat the grapevine's shoots and leaves? That's on daf. Lamed Dal. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn is whether declaring a son another is a halachol moshe misinai or is an act of chinuch? That's on daf. Chav Tes. Good. And number 10, which daf does more as what the difference is between klal prat uklal and prat klal uprat? That's on daf. Lamed Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.